When I reached out to participate in the project, I really felt like it was my son's story that I was telling, that all of the harm we as a family had experienced was related to his birth and how he was treated. I work in healthcare, as does my husband. We knew we were going to be delivering in the middle of a cold Saskatchewan winter, and we didn't want to be first-time parents on the road. So we chose to stay at a small town hospital close to home, and only after the fact realized that our son would require the care of a big city hospital. Our son was born, he was resuscitated immediately following delivery. 24 hours later, we found ourselves in a NICU being told that our son had less than a 50% chance of surviving the night. And we were confused. We had been told that he was fine, that he had a broken collarbone, and that we were coming to the big city for some monitoring. We had no idea everything that had occurred in those first 24 hours, that he had critical lab values that hadn't been acted on. We hadn't been told that he was having seizures or that his oxygen level had been dropping. We were relieved 21 days later when he was discharged from NICU, only to be told by the pediatrician that this was a high-risk decision and we were choosing to take our fragile son to a pediatric wasteland in rural Saskatchewan, and that it was unsafe for us to return home with him. As my son got older, a friend of a friend took us aside and said, "I can't understand how this happened. I don't think it was an accident. I don't think you were to blame or that this couldn't have been prevented." And we were shocked. We thought about what they had told us for months before we ever reached out for additional support. We didn't really take any further steps until about a year and a half later, after I had already met with an obstetrician for my second delivery, when he again asked some leading questions that had us thinking, maybe our experience isn't what we thought it was. And at that time, we found a lawyer who assisted us in getting a complete medical record. Up until that point, we only had bits and pieces of the night of the delivery. And it took about 3 years before we fully understood what information we were looking at, what a health record contains, what it doesn't contain. We were able to have other healthcare providers give us an expert opinion to say mistakes were made, steps were missed, care that was needed was not provided, and that is why this happened to your son, not fate, not chance, that the safety measures that should be in place weren't. People deserve to know what happened to them, and the current healthcare system does not provide that information. People overall have a very high level of trust in the healthcare system, and they need to have a high level of trust for healthcare providers to care appropriately for them. So it's off-putting or even offensive at times for someone to hear that someone they know and trust and have developed a relationship with could also be the perpetrator of harm. And then it ostracizes those that have been harmed in the past.